Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sarcasm Speaks, Jared and Bob here, coming at you. And I think you got something to kick us off with, right?
Sure do. So anyone that's ever had to deal with Comcast knows it's just unfortunate.
Yep.
So call the other day to see what we can pull off because I need internet in the new place, but I also need internet in the old place. Phone line, don't really give a fuck about. So I call and they go, oh yeah, we do something. It's called an overlap. You have internet in the new space. You have internet in the old space, lasts like 60 days, whatever. I go, wonderful. Like, make it happen. Okay, great. Someone will call you from scheduling, blah, blah, blah. Like, we'll get your install set up. No problem, dude. So then the next day, must be the next day, guy sends me like the documents again. Like, I e-signed the documents. Guy sends me the documents again. I'm like, are these just the same thing you already sent me or what? And he goes, then the phone rings. I'm like, I'm not fucking answering the phone. Like, I'm not fucking, like, I'm not doing this. Fuck off. So then he emails me back. He goes, oh, actually, because you're switching towns, we have to do something with the phone number. Whatever. Fine. Just fucking do it. It's like $25. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. So I e-sign, whatever, we move on. So, and someone from scheduling calls. And they're like, scheduling. I'm like, I'm not answering fucking Comcast. And it's like, oh, it's scheduling. I go, fuck, I should have answered that. So they schedule it for like a Friday, 9 a.m. I go, no, I actually don't think I'm working that Friday. I go, no, I'm not doing Comcast install on a fucking Friday. Fuck this. So call them back. They schedule it for Tuesday. Window 12 to 2. I'm like, fine. Let's do it. I go, I figure the installs really like aren't that difficult. So hour and a half. Shows up at 2. Hour and a half. It's 3:30. Back at work by 4. No problem. I got a 4:15. So I head to the new space. Get there a little bit early because I have some stuff to do. No problem. So I left the gym in Easton at 11:30. So I'm there. Our man shows up, I don't know, 1:30, plus or minus.
Okay.
Probably yeah. Minus. I'm like, yep, this is within the window. No problem. And he's like, all right, where's this come in? I'm like, well, let's go out back. He goes, yeah, no, I'm not seeing where it comes in. Great.
Sick.
Is there like an electric room or something? I go, follow me. And I'm like, let me guess. You need me to call the property manager to get in this. He goes, yep. Hey, man. I go, can you give me the code for the electrical room? He goes, yep, here it is. I go, great. He goes in. He goes, okay, well, it definitely feeds to your place. So, like, we're good. I go, awesome. Glad to hear it.
Nice. Yeah.
We spent the next hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes moving around the space in different spots, trying to figure out where the fucking cable comes in. Because he saw two cables, but he's only seeing one cable up in the rafters. And then, you know, I open my stupid fucking mouth thinking it might help. I go, I don't know, man, if it helps, there's a phone line behind the front desk. It was all, let me take a look. Okay. Moves his ladder. Now, never mind. So we have three ladders in the building right now. Oh, sorry. We have four ladders in the building right now. I believe we have a 6, a 10, probably a 20, and bigger than that. Okay. So he moves his big ladder over. Too big. Okay. let's move that back. Let's get the small ladder over there. No problem. Getting up on top. He goes, oh, I found a cable wire. He goes, I'll have to test and see if it's dead or not. Cool.
All right, man.
He goes, yeah, I think that one's dead. I go, I have another stupid observation because I'm a fucking idiot. I go, there's a cable like input over there, like where a TV would have been. It's like up high, whatever.
Right.
He goes, oh, he goes, why is it over there? Like talking to himself. I go, like, I'm not answering that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know, dude.
He goes, what's it doing over there? He goes, that doesn't make any sense. I go, that's not good. Because I thought I was helping.
Yeah.
So he looks over. He goes, I can't. He goes, there's no. He goes, the wire doesn't come up and out. He goes, I don't know where this wire goes. He goes, we have to like rip open the walls. I go, don't do that.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
And we're not doing that. He goes, no. He goes, I'll go back to my original plan. So that was a waste of an hour, 15, hour 20.
Solid.
So I left at 11:30. I got there 15 minutes early. So 15 minutes of drive. So half hour. Hour 15, hour 20, hour 45 or so before we even started. And now it's 2:45. Yeah, it's 2:45. Yeah. I'm like, well, all he has to do is run the cable.
Yeah, how hard can it be?
Running the cable, very easy, very simple, very straightforward. Moving the giant motherfucking ladder and not breaking all the fucking lights, very, very difficult.
Mm.
Yeah. Takes him an hour to run the cable.
Jesus Christ.
So, I mean, I'm a long way into this.
Yeah.
I've been there a while. I'm probably not making it back for work, the way I thought I would do.
Yeah.
They can cover it. Okay, that's fine. I've also been in this building a long time. It's 53 fucking degrees because we're not in there yet.
Right. Right.
I am freezing my ass off. So he gets the cable over there. He runs it down the wall, you know, tacks it in, whatever. And I'm like, great. Get me the fuck out of here. I forgot how long it takes to plug in the modem, let it boot up, activate this, activate that.
Oh, shit.
5 hours and 45 minutes later.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I get back to work.
That sounds like a blast.
You have got to be fucking kidding me.
Yep. That sounds about right.
It's absolutely on fucking brand.
Yeah. Yep. 100%.
I was thinking he'll show up at the very last minute of the arrival window.
Right.
It'll take an hour and a half and I'll fly back and I'll be good.
Yep. He actually showed up early.
Showed up a little bit early and we could not fucking find the entry point. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's how I spent half of my workday, because the other half was making sure that I got everything fucking done I needed to before I left, just in case.
Right.
And yet again, Comcast, for what was like a fairly seamless transition this time, because I've had my issues with them over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. As you're not alone.
Seems like we figured this one out this time. And then this is how I get fucking repaid.
It's never easy.
I was in that building for 5 hours.
I think I would almost rather deal with a fucking...
Strangle myself with the cable? Yes, I was considering that.
Yeah, that too.
I was also considering climbing his ladder and doing a swanton bomb onto the fucking subfloor with it too.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great.
No chemicals or anything to drink.
But yeah, I mean, I would rather deal with a headache on the phone and trying to set shit up and just have the service process take an hour and a half.
Don't get me wrong. It almost did.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like the it was seamless. But of course, the guy was like trying to like talk my fucking ear off. And I'm like, dude, just.
Oh, by the way, you can get this other package.
No, you know. I don't want another package.
Yeah.
And then it was like, he's like, oh, well, we do this thing like with the cell phone. I go, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not changing the cell phone thing. Yeah. I go, it's still under my father's name. I go, my father is not alive. My mother keeps his phone active because some people still reach out through that. Don't ask me why. I don't want to fucking get into it. I don't really care. I go, I am not changing the phone line, my cell phone. Well, if you ever did, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just told you I don't.
Well, if you bundle Xfinity Mobile with your business, we can save you some money. Yep. Don't care, man. I don't give a shit.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely fucking dumb.
Yeah. And it's always like, oh, I'm just getting the paperwork ready for you. I'm like, hey, just stop fucking talk. It's okay to sit here in fucking silence.
Yeah.
We have internet though.
So that's cool. How long until the space is like ready? Ready.
Turf should get there tomorrow. And then the guy just needs to do, he just needs to get the flooring in.
Okay. I didn't see what was the walls painted. Or do you have to do that? Okay.
Walls are painted.
What did it used to be?
It was like a kickboxing fitness place.
Cause I saw obviously like the Snapchat you sent me, right? And it was like a guy up on a ladder, but there was a chalkboard in the back and I was trying to read it. And I was like, what did this used to be?
Yeah. It was like a kickboxing fitness type thing guy.
Yeah.
So this is the funny thing for anyone that's been listening long enough and remembers the last move. we moved the entire gym with like effectively no money. We actually have some this time and we strategically borrowed some. So we needed demo done. Like that had to be done.
Right. Right.
So we paid the guy to do that. And then while doing the demo, it's like, can you just fix the walls and paint the fucking place?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, no problem. Again, we paid for it, but
right.
Yeah, it was way easier that way.
Did you end up going with a moving company? No, you got your guy with the truck, right?
Yeah, we have like a freighting and shipping guy.
Yeah.
That's got labor trucks and heavy duty shit, and he'll do it on a Saturday.
I mean, that's all you need.
Yeah, that's it. So fucking A.
Yep. Always something. Never a dull moment though. So you have that to look forward to.
So stupid. The other thing too is Country Chris got absolutely fucking got. So turf's getting delivered tomorrow. And he goes, okay, do I get a time window? And she's like, oh, I don't have one for you, but if you call after 4 o'clock, they can give you one. That would be today, 4 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Calls the number. Sorry, we're closed. He goes, they absolutely fucking got me on that one.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
He goes, the funny thing, though, is he goes, the joke is on them because I know they're not leaving without making that delivery because generally those like transportation companies or freight companies, you need to fill a truck, go to the final destination with an empty truck.
Right.
Fill it back up and start doubling back. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
He goes, so what are you going to do? Keep the turf? You're going to bring it back? He goes, you guys don't unload it anyway. So who's going to unload it?
Right.
He goes, so I'll get there when I get there. And you'll wait for me. Like,
yeah,
it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Fuck them.
You didn't call. You didn't give me a time window. You will wait for me to figure it out.
Right. Right.
Yeah, despite being a fucking asshole, he's right.
Yeah. I mean,
especially on that front, because there's other fronts where it's like Comcast, like the guy in the Comcast van. If I was just like, oh, hey, we're here. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll be there in 20 minutes. And they're like, we won't. They go, you get 15 to fucking show up here or else we move on to the next.
Right. Right.
But big delivery like that, they're not going to keep the turf.
Yeah. What are you guys doing with the old turf?
Might be able to sell it. Might be able to give it away. If it doesn't get sold or given away, it's trash.
If it's trash, let me know. I'll take it.
Bowl, in which case that's the give it away part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Well,
what do you want? Do you want turf, rubber, both, neither?
Potentially both. I need the rubber for my gym in the basement. And then
I got rubber. That's no doubt.
I may, I don't know. I may try and put something in the backyard.
So I will. You can do whatever you want.
I mean, it's not really like, yeah, yeah.
It is indoor turf.
Yeah. So probably not.
I don't know.
How big are the strips? They're like 4 feet wide, right? I'm trying to remember putting it in.
We didn't put it in. So a standard roll, the new ones are 15. These are 12 feet wide.
Oh, okay.
So we have a shitload of turf. Like, it's going to get cut up.
Yeah.
So they're 12 wide. And the
only other thing I was thinking about, I could probably use it for like sled pushes. But
it's probably not heavy enough.
Yeah, that's also.
You would have to put down plywood.
Right.
Glue it to the plywood and make sure that plywood ain't going anywhere. That's the only way you would be able to do sled pushes.
Yeah. Probably X-nay the turf. Definitely need the rubber.
Good. Get me a square footage.
Yeah.
Not fucking kidding.
Yeah, that
those much. Are 4 feet wide.
Yeah. And those are just rolls.
Those are rolls. Yeah. Heavy as all fuck.
Yeah. But easy enough to just fucking roll it up when I get water in my basement. So I don't have to take apart the fucking puzzle pieces.
Yeah. They do roll easy. That's for sure.
Yeah.
They're just fucking heavy.
And it's not
if you're not picking them up, then who gives a fuck?
Right. Yeah, I'm not picking them up, but also it's not like my basement gym is heavily trafficked. It's literally one person and one dog at a time maximum. So like, I'm not probably going to tape them together, right? Like, I don't think I would need to tape them down together. So I can literally,
they move.
Yeah. So I can literally roll them up next to each other. Oh, just so it's away from like the wall of the foundation, because that's where the water comes through. I don't need to roll the whole thing up into a roll. Yeah. I just need to roll it so it's away from where the water comes in.
Oh, it might even
my basement doesn't get flooded. Water just kind of seeps in through the cracks and the corners and the seams.
They will roll.
Yeah.
That I assure you.
Yeah. Because then once water gets underneath one of them, right under the puzzle pieces, it fucking spreads. And then it's like, I got to pull them all apart. And it's such a fucking pain in the ass. So, especially now, because we're in mud season. My fucking sump pump is running like all the time.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fantastic. But, one of the things I do actually got going for me though, is, betting on college lacrosse. I hit another one. Winner chicken dinner. So, the play this time was St. Joseph's plus four and a half.
They won by five.
Yeah. Against Penn, like UPenn, not Penn State. The Ivy League one, the losers. So yeah. I mean, I don't need to go through the breakdown, but I gave you and Chris the breakdown. And I was like, I just don't understand how Penn would be a 4.5 goal favorite given the way the statistics fell. And wouldn't you know, being a 4.5 point underdog, St. Joseph's won by 5 goals.
Yeah, they won by their own spread.
Yeah.
It's like that, the reverse spread.
The reverse spread. Yeah. Yeah.
You look at tomorrow?
No, I was slammed at work today. I didn't get to look at any. I may be able to take a look tomorrow though for Thursday and Saturday. Cause I think there's not a lot of games on Wednesday. There may only be like 2-3, but I think most of the games are Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday throughout the week. Again, obviously there's some sprinkled in on some other days, but
I want to say there's like 4 tomorrow or something. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I said, I'll probably, well, maybe I will. Like, if I have a chance to look tomorrow, I'll obviously look at the games that are tomorrow night too. But yeah, I mean, I'm 6-0, so I'm quasi gloating, right? I'm not going around saying that I'm the best college lacrosse gambler yet, but.
Someone's moving the line somewhere.
Yeah, you call me the line mover. Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm gonna gloat as long as I can, right? I mean, I'm well aware
Yeah,
that at
as
any
long as you
moment it
call
could flip.
yourself a fucking idiot once you go cold.
Yeah, right. And I mean, ideally, even if I lose 2-3 in a row, I turn it around, win another
Well, I
two,
would say it's
right?
still 6-2, 6-3.
Yeah.
Mix in some 1-1s, maybe a 2-0 somewhere. Yeah, you just.
And I mean, I don't know how long the season goes until.
Well, I mean, finals are like mid-May, so the season should be wrapped by June.
Yeah. Let me see. Schedule. All conferences. Yeah, March. It goes through March, April. Oh, nothing goes past April right now.
Oh, maybe May is tournament time.
Yeah. The last games on the schedule are Saturday, April 27th. So, yeah, it could be May starts tournament time. That could be a thing. Sounds about right. So, got some time, right? Got time to either keep it going or have it flip on me. But so far, so good, right? Gonna keep sticking to my guns. Don't I
It.
don't I don't need to find a game every day. I don't need to find multiple games, but just look for the edge, especially in the random games like a St. Joseph's and Mercer and Detroit Mercy, like those kind of games are kind of my favorite. They're
So
actually
the only
really fun to bet on.
reason I asked is I looked at the Detroit Mercy Robert Morris game for tomorrow, and the only reason I looked at it is because I remember you telling me how bad Detroit Mercy kind of is.
Yeah.
Robert Morris might be just as bad.
Yeah. Under.
No.
The total in that game is probably 21 and a half.
Yeah, but that's like the hard part though. Like the defenses suck too. Like the
Yeah.
offenses suck, but the defenses suck. So it's
Yeah,
like.
when you have teams that are that bad, you don't really know how it's gonna go. Like it could be
Right.
a 9-7, or it could be a 17-15, right? Like you have no idea. So stay away. I'm trying to see if I can find the I want to see if I can find the teams that I bet on so far. Yeah, so it's been St. Joseph's, Mercer, Dartmouth,
Richmond.
Richmond, Quinnipiac, and Syracuse. So Syracuse was really the only big school, big in the big game. And that was a money line because they were dogs to Johns Hopkins.
Right.
So, well, we shall proceed, right?
That's it. It's also tournament week, so anyone that was paying attention to college lacrosse,
True.
they ain't paying attention now.
True. Have you bet anything on college basketball?
I tailed all of Sammy P's picks.
I saw those come in.
I
I
took every
haven't put
single
any
one.
of them in yet.
I didn't think twice about it because I've been so for weeks I've been saying first week of the tournament, I will tail him entirely. Now, if he gets shelled in these picks, I just won't bet Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
If he does fine. Now, also the thing is, like, if he does get shelled, he'll probably get it back Saturday, Sunday. Because
Right.
he's quite good first weekend. or generally he's good first week.
No unders though. I'm looking at it right now. I just pulled it up. He's a big
guy. Well, so he okay. The problem with him, I'm just like spitting out random words, trying to formulate a thought. Everybody bets unders in the noon games on Thursday. Like that's like the trend.
Yeah.
That's probably why he's not. He goes, because I know what everyone's going to say.
Right.
Oh, the teams always start slow. Bet the under or bet the first half under. The kids get nervous, especially if it's like a mid-major school and it's like they're under the bright lights. So what he would probably argue is that's already baked into the line. And will it hit? It might. Might still hit.
Right.
But that's not the way that he bets.
Yeah, I'm going to tag Montana State right now because they're playing tomorrow. They're in the play-in. The first four, whatever they call them. I put in a few different bets today and I didn't track them in Action Network. So now I have to just double check and make sure I didn't already bet Montana State. Yeah, I haven't bet it yet.
I know, and that's the thing. I know nothing about basketball.
But I think Ian was on Grambling plus four.
So that's my only thing, though, I don't like when the two of them are opposite sides.
Yeah.
I don't know how Ian is when he bets the tournament.
Right.
And he also bets every game.
Right.
So I don't know if he likes that bet. He might hate that bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or he might just say, oh, it's a play-in game. They're very, very similar teams, whatever. Just give me the points. Because even like the way he like really dives into like NFL and whatever, and even when he bets his regular stuff, you cannot do that. It is too time consuming to do that for betting every game of the tournament.
Right.
Especially with the quick turnaround.
Right. Yeah, I'll have to go through. I think, Sammy P took James Madison. Shout out to the, what are they? They like the Colonials or something?
I don't even know.
Shout out to Mitch, friend of the show. He's yelling at his phone right now that he's listening to us on, being like, we're the fucking Sentinels or whatever. And he's just getting the more like wrong names I'm saying, the madder he's getting. I'm going to get a text from him being like, you moron.
You'll get a text in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Dukes. The James Madison Dukes.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, I would never.
Do they play lacrosse? They're in the area.
They must. Oh, I don't think they do. JMU Athletics website only has baseball, basketball, football, golf, soccer, and tennis.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the biggest sports school. Like, they only recently
they have women's lacrosse.
Ah, Title IX strikes again.
I wonder if they have any transgenders on their women's lacrosse team. That's a sport that should never, ever allow men into their game, right? Like, there's some things where, like, you just draw the line, right? And be like, absolutely not, right? Like, combat sports is one of them, right? Like, fighting, like, a trans woman should not be allowed to fight a biological woman. Like, it's no, nope, 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 nope. Other sports, like, whatever, swimming, baseball, soccer, yeah, I get it. Obviously, there's going to be some sort of advantage. But lacrosse, no. Nope. Not even for a second. Because anybody that's familiar with lacrosse, women's lacrosse, I've been saying this since high school. Women's lacrosse is not lacrosse, right? And immediately I get met with the, well, you're a fucking bigot or whatever, misogynist, whatever. No, no, I'm not, because it's true. Anyone that's familiar with women's lacrosse, it's not lacrosse. And I'm okay with that. I've been saying forever, it should be called something else. Find a different name for it. Name it whatever the fuck you want. Women's lacrosse is not lacrosse.
Women's lacrosse is a lot closer to what the Iroquois used to play when they first started.
Yeah.
What you're watching and gambling on should be called flying netball.
Yeah. Okay. Or again, I've been saying this for how long have we been out of high school now? 15 years. Either change the name and call it something else, or give them pads and helmets and let them play real lacrosse, right? I am for the latter. Like, give them helmets, let them wear pads. Because again, anyone that's not familiar with women's lacrosse, they don't wear helmets. They don't wear shoulder pads. They don't wear elbow pads. They don't even wear chest protectors. They don't wear anything. They do not wear pads. Some girls will wear gloves. And it's like, okay, what's that? Like, you're going to get checked on the hands. You're still going to fucking hurt your hands, even if you have gloves on. So.
Well, they wear like receiver gloves. They don't wear like lacrosse gloves.
No. Right? Yeah. No. They don't wear lacrosse gloves. No. But they might wear like, they might wear like NFL lineman gloves, right? Where like there's some thick padding on the hands, but it's not hockey gloves, right? Which is essentially what lacrosse gloves are. They're
opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
Hockey right. gloves. They don't
yeah.
bend.
Yeah. So again, like I said, I give them the proper equipment and let them play the game. I'm all for it. But with women's lacrosse, you have a setting, right, that is not conducive for really high powered shots. Right. So some of these men that play, you know, in men's lacrosse, they can get their shot up to over 100 miles an hour. It's effectively like a hockey.
What's the hardest you ever shot?
I never had myself on a radar gun, so I wouldn't know. I also played defense, so I had a long pole, so it was a little bit different.
I wonder what like a regular person, like,
yeah,
a bench player at like a D3 school. I wonder what they would shoot.
Let me see. What is the average speed of lacrosse shots by age and competitive tiers? Holy shit. I think we might have found ourselves an answer. What is the average shot by age? Let's see. The average age that a player starts to play lacrosse is 8.5. Younger players will have
fucking
10
MPHs.
To 20 miles an hour lower. Yeah, just give me the chart, dude. Okay. Oh, wow. Are you ready for this? Ages 8 to 13, the average shot speed range is 60 to 70 miles an hour. So 14 to 18, so that's high school.
Yep.
The average shot speed in high school is 70 to 85 miles an hour. And then in college, it goes up to 80 to 95.
Okay, that's what I need to know.
Post that, like, elite levels are 90 to 105. So it's like hockey, right? Like, you can get some plus, you know, plus 100, right? If you got someone that's a stud. Right? Like, what was Chara was hitting, like, a 107 slap shot or something like that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, ripping the ball 85 miles an hour at someone that's not wearing any pads, it just doesn't seem smart.
No. It's not.
Especially
as someone, again,
when
that play defense, that's taken shots off the back and the legs and the ass and the arm, like, it fucking hurts.
And because in girls lacrosse, whatever, they have that stupid fucking sphere, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if you line up for a shot, theoretically, no one can get in your way.
Right.
Is my understanding of like the sphere and the shot, whatever. So if someone transgender is playing and they set up to shoot, not only does everyone have to clear, they're going to rip it 85 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's just unfortunate, man. It's a really unfortunate existence.
Yeah. It's just not safe. Like, that's a way to really fuck someone up. And you see this a lot of times in women's lacrosse, and more so field hockey. It happens a lot more. Because they basically have the same padding, which is nothing, right? They just wear like goggles. Yeah, it's like goggles over their face. It's like a cage over their eyeballs, basically, is what they wear. And then nothing else, right? So you see a lot of facial injuries. There was a girl in, I feel like last fall, right? Like, wasn't it like Quincy or Braintree or something like that? They got her face fucked up on a corner. Oh, that was, by a transgender. We talked about
that
it.
That was the transgender issue. I forget.
Yeah. And that was high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it like Duxbury or Marshfield or something like that?
Truthfully, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, girl, we trained. She had a video of it. It was pretty good. Field hockey, got wrapped in the fucking chin with the ball. She went down like a fucking bad habit.
Yeah.
And like bruised up, like, yeah, a little scuffed, like no harm, no foul. But the fucking video was phenomenal. I'm like, you went down so fucking fast. She goes, I didn't even know what the hell hit me.
Yeah. So I can't find any information on how fast.
There's no way they have that. There's no
women's lacrosse
way they have that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not seeing it anywhere. There's a YouTube video from UMass Amherst. That they're like gunning someone on a, I don't know. I don't know what.
Honestly, you're not going to find averages because the numbers aren't going to be very high.
Charged with the task of fundraising all the money to.
Yeah, the.
We need to get rid of this.
Yeah.
Get to the number or don't.
Yeah, you're not going to find it. But I'll tell you what, it's not 90 miles an hour. Because I've been to college lacrosse games for women. It ain't 90.
So I would imagine their average is probably closer to, I wish the numbers were better. I mean, the numbers kind of suck, like 8 to 13. That's not a good range. I would bet that the numbers are probably something like 13, 14, 15 with like the top whatever percent getting into the 80s. I'm basing that on nothing.
I think that's a fair assumption.
Well, you're basing your fair judgment assessment on also nothing because we don't have anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of like what my head gravitated towards.
But I got my eyeballs. Like I said, I've watched the games and I've played enough.
You got radars in that thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, officer, I wasn't going 75. Oh, when's the last thing that thing was calibrated? Fuck.
Everything that's ever been measured's got error.
Yeah.
What's the error on that?
Yeah. How many standard deviations are we talking here? What else we got before we wrap this up here? Oh, have you seen The Marvels? That new movie?
No. I have not.
It's fine.
Kind of what I figured. What was it? Miss Marvel?
Yep.
With
Captain Marvel.
I don't remember. Miss Marvel, what was the fucking country that she was like supposed to be from, or like
Pakistan?
Nationality of? Yeah, okay, Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Yeah, because didn't they go over like the Pakistani war and Bangladesh and like East Pakistan and all that crap?
Or am I
making
know.
That
I
up
didn't,
entirely?
I didn't make it past the first episode.
All right. So I think I watched that, or I'm making all of this up, and that is pretty fucking impressive. Yeah, that wasn't, I didn't like that series.
Yeah.
And now you're adding Captain Marvel, who was always like, so the first Captain Marvel movie was good. Then every appearance after that, I didn't really like Carol Danvers. I didn't think the character was very good.
No, I agree with you. I think her movie was good.
Yep.
But everything else that she was in after that, it's kind of lame.
Yeah, and it's also like, if she is as powerful, it's almost like Thor issues with me.
Right.
If she is that powerful, how does anyone beat her?
Right.
Or how do her and Thor on the same side not come out on top, like, with moderate ease? Now, I understand that doesn't make for interesting
right.
things, but like, you try to make them so powerful, and then it's like they never live up to their powers. Like, just makes it odd.
Yeah. Yep. I hear you.
So no, haven't watched it. This is a movie, right? Not the series.
Movie. Yeah, it's a movie. Yeah, so it's
and Monica Rambeau.
Monica Rambeau, yeah. Yeah. So again, it was fine. It got crushed in theaters and by reviews and all kinds of stuff like that. And I can totally see why. There was like a whole section of it that just kind of didn't really make much sense. They like went to like some random planet, and it kind of turned into like a musical for like 10 minutes. And it was just strange. Like at one point, Amy was like, you know, if they just took out this entire plot line, like the movie actually wouldn't have been that bad.
Just can't fucking help themselves, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So like that part of it was really fucking weird and totally unnecessary. But I mean, overall it was fine. Like the villain wasn't great. The villain wasn't really part of a lot of the movie, right? Like as far as screen time goes in a, whatever, let's call it a 2 hour long movie. The villain probably had like 17 minutes of screen time cumulative. Cool. Like it wasn't, and I mean, that's probably an exaggeration, but the point is like, there wasn't a lot of development with the villain. It was just kind of like, oh, here she is. She's fucking shit up. Like we all need to band together and stop her type of thing. And then, by the way, we're going to insert this plot line where the movie becomes a musical.
Who doesn't love that?
Yeah. Yeah, it just felt very disjointed and rushed. It honestly felt rushed. Like, it was almost like, we just need to do something, right? Like, we need to just put out a movie, so let's just do it. But, I mean, so now, right? Like, if this movie came out 2 years ago, I would probably be shredding it up and down, saying Marvel sucks now, this is terrible, this is awful. But given how the last 2 years have gone with Marvel, the bar has moved, right? Like the standard has lowered. And now I watch this movie and I'm like, it was okay.
Now right? You're just sitting there accepting mediocrity.
Exactly.
How hard
exactly.
The fallen have come.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is, right? Because again, like when Eternals first came out, I absolutely shredded Eternals. I thought it was just flat out bad. Like I thought it was a bad movie. Then I've since gone back recently and rewatched it, and I'm like, Yeah, it's not great, but like, it's okay, right? Like, it's kind of better than some of the other things they put out.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate, right? When you go back and you have a different standard. I mean, gone are the days of, Winter Soldier and Thor Ragnarok. Right, Thor is dead. Love and Thunder killed Thor. Taika Waititi had a really good thing going with Ragnarok, and I think we talked about this. Like, it's almost like the people at Marvel or Disney or whoever saw how good Ragnarok was, and then gave Taika Waititi too much control over Love and Thunder. And it was 100% a Waititi movie that just happened to be a Marvel movie, right? It wasn't a Marvel movie with Waititi elements, which made Ragnarok so good and so funny. It was, oh no, I'm just watching a movie. I'm watching a Taika Waititi movie. And it just so happens that Marvel characters are in it, right? Because I've watched a lot of his other stuff, and it's exactly what Love and Thunder was, right? It's a lot of like weird jumpy cuts and inconsistent plot lines and weird humor and things like that. Like, it's a very it's just his style. And sometimes it works. Sometimes it works really well.
What would be his most famous movie that's not attached to Marvel?
He did.
Because I don't know if I actually know. I definitely don't know off the top of my head what else he's done.
Yeah, let me pull up his. Oh, What We Do in the Shadows
Didn't see it.
is probably his. Oh, Jojo Rabbit. He did
Oh, yeah,
that.
that was weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. He actually played Hitler in that movie.
That movie was funny.
Hunt for the Wilder People was one of his movies that I watched. And I actually thought it was pretty decent. The young kid from Deadpool 2, who like had the fire kid, he was in it. And it's a lot of the same people. Like, he uses the woman with the melty stick from Ragnarok. She's in this movie, Hunt for the Wilder People. I actually liked it. I thought it was a good movie, but it is very much like a, again, a Waititi movie. But yeah, I mean, I think What We Do in the Shadows is probably his most famous thing, because it ended up becoming a TV show, I think. Yeah, it did become a TV show. But he put together the movie. So. Yeah, it's fine.
I won't watch it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of where we're at now with Marvel, right? It's like they can put out stuff that we just don't watch. Like, again, I didn't watch Miss Marvel. You didn't watch the Marvels, right? And it's like, yeah, whatever. Like, there's also really no, there's no building towards anything
No,
else. Like,
there's.
there's no subtle hints in the movie, right? Like the Marvels, like there's no like, oh, this could be something, right? Like, to go back to the Eternals for a second, like there was a lot of stuff in the Eternals that felt like it was setting up something, and then they just kind of abandoned all of it, right? And I mean, I guess it remains to be seen, but like they had the Celestial thing, they introduced the Black Knight, right, with Kit Harington, who Jon Snow. Or Todd Flanders, as you know him better as. Like, they had all these plot lines and characters and things teed up and ready to go. And when you watch The Eternals, whether or not you like the movie, like there's things there, right? Like, they introduced Eros at the very end, who was Thanos's brother. With the Marvels, there was none of that. There was nothing. Like there was like a little bit of some things with the Skrulls, but like we already know the Skrulls because they got Secret Invasion.
I fell asleep too many times watching that. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. So it just felt, it was just, didn't really light the lamp, right?
I mean, pretty much any time Marvel came out with a movie, I'm like, well, that's a must watch.
Yeah.
And now I'm almost like, is anyone going to give me a reason to watch this?
Yeah.
Tough go.
Yeah. Well, you want to wrap this bitch up?
We can wrap this up.
All right.
Heard about Target lately?
I go quite a bit.
Oh, I didn't ask if you've been to Target. Have you heard about Target lately?
Oh, no, I haven't. I have not heard.
They came up with this actual, it's a crazy idea. Let me I'll pull up the articles. That way I can make sure I get some of the details. Nope, didn't pull up the article. Anyway. So Target's gonna do this crazy kind of thing where the self-checkout lines, they're probably gonna bring the numbers down to like 10 items or less in most places. Crazy, I know. They're also going to limit when the self-checkouts are actually going to be open. So like you might only be able to use self-checkout like whatever, these random hours. And then some stores like might not even use them like at all. And in response, what they're going to do is they're going to put humans at cash registers, and the humans at the cash registers will handle like the bigger orders. I know it's a really, really strange thing. I don't know if you've ever seen anything like this before, where like when you go to like some type of store where you fill up like a shopping cart full of stuff, and you have like a lot of stuff. Usually you have like a human do it for you and maybe like another human even bags it for you or something. Now that probably won't happen at Target, but that's fine. You don't need baggers at Target. And then like there are these other lines where like you can only have so many items and usually like the area is kind of small. You can't load up an entire cart full of things and the machine doesn't go haywire because you have too much shit and you're pulling stuff off and putting stuff on and fucking it all up. So yeah, Target's going to try this new approach of like limiting the self-checkout items and actually using their checkout lines and whatnot. And believe it or not, now this is what really surprised me in this article. The self-checkout lines lead to a lot of shoplifting and theft and shrink and all that stuff.
Oh, no way, huh?
Believe that.
Yeah, big surprise.
So, obviously, I'm being a fucking ass because it's fucking no shit. And nothing has pissed me off more in stores lately. Like, dude, when I go into the Target in Easton, there are no people working a register. None.
Same, the
And I
Target
mean
right by
zero.
my house, zero.
Zero.
Yep,
Now, the one
zero.
in Westwood on the weekends, that place is fucking rocking. So usually they have lines open. But I'm like, how the fuck are you going to ask someone? Because people will do their grocery shopping at Target.
Oh,
How
yeah.
the fuck are they supposed to do that at a self-checkout register? Now, why would you shop at Target knowing that no one works? Again, the whole system's fucked.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, self-checkouts were never meant for a carriage full of shit.
I
They were
1000%
meant
percent agree.
for a couple things,
It's not
just like an
practical.
express line.
Yeah.
And then, you look at like a Hannaford's or not fucking Hannaford. It's not fucking Hannaford's anymore. What the fuck? How fucking old are you? What the fuck year is it?
Dude, Hannaford still exists. It's fine.
Does it?
Yeah, they have them in New Hampshire.
Yeah, but they're like backwards 15 years. Big Y.
Yeah, big
They
Y.
got rid of like registers. They got rid of like checkout, like human checkout things, and they put in like 16 fucking self-checkouts.
Yeah.
And the Target in Easton, they got rid of the four they had. They got rid of the humans, and now they've got like eight.
Right.
Just to find out that the more you get rid of the humans and you more you let it up to the shoppers, the more fucking shrink you get. No fucking shit.
Yep.
Imagine that.
So basically,
big fucking surprise.
The big wigs at Target listen to this show.
The fucking
because I went on a fucking epic rant a while ago. I think it had to have been around the holidays, because that's when I was going to Target quite a bit, and they didn't have any of the registers open. There's 12 registers, like regular registers, and there's 4 self checkouts, and they didn't. If they had any, they had one. They had one real register open. And then just the 4 self-checkouts.
Now,
and I think I said on this show, either get rid of all of your regular registers and make them all self-checkouts, or start putting bodies behind the registers. And, you know, you're welcome out there for this podcast and for my rant made its way all the way to the ears of the CEO at Target, who has made this decision.
You don't
to start putting people behind the registers.
See, you're not getting this. They independently.
No, I get it. I fixed Target.
No. They independently did a study, like within themselves, and they came up with this novel approach all by themselves.
Yeah.
No one has ever thought of this.
After listening to this podcast,
no one has ever thought that self-checkouts where you check out yourself would lead to people stealing shit. No one ever thought of that.
No.
Definitely not when they first came out. No.
Nope.
They did not.
Nope.
They're the first people to do. Actually, Dollar General might have been first, because I guess like some of the other retailers doing the same thing. Like some Walmarts just got rid of self-checkout altogether.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, it's Walmart, so.
Yeah, but like the Target in South Bay, like, if I don't even know why they sell anything. It might as well just be come in and take your shit for free. Michaela says it's crazy there.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't go anymore, but like the time she used to go, it's like, you know, you go in, they like lock up the baby formula, or they lock up like the razors, like the shit that you can steal and it's valuable.
Right.
They lock up like the fucking tents. It's so bad.
It's like being in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I was like, remember in Baltimore,
we didn't go to the Target. I was sleeping.
Yeah, we went to, it was a Target or a CVS. No, was it the CVS in New Orleans?
You went. I didn't go.
Everything was behind like the glass case, right? Or the plastic, whatever the fuck case. But it was like brooms and like paper towels and shit. I think that's what it was. I think it was the CVS in New Orleans, right off of Bourbon Street. Literally everything in the store was behind like a glass case.
Was there a self-checkout?
There was not.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Super strange.
Target might change retail forever.
Yeah.
Which I think it's hysterical. You know, I know Market Basket's regional. Any self-checkouts at a Market Basket?
Nope.
Just pay your shit.
Yep.
Like all these places, oh, we'll have all these self-checkouts. We'll be able to eliminate the humans altogether. No, actually, you've eliminated the robots before you eliminated the humans somehow. I don't know how you pulled that one off, but so yeah,
they managed to do it.
Credit, I guess credit to whatever rocket surgeon that works for Target HQ and had to come up with that brilliant fucking idea that like a 14-year-old me who saw the first self-checkout or whenever the fuck it happened and goes, well, everyone's just going to steal everything. 20 years later, here we are.
Yep. Took them 20 years to figure it out. So, all right. Well, my final thought is, I bought a picanha today at the butcher shop downtown on my way home. I just kind of, oh dude, have you ever had tri-tip?
I've had it once, but I don't think I had it before the time that I had it. I think I've made that very clear.
So I saw it in the case, right? There was one left. And it's vacuum sealed and it's already pre-rubbed. And the guy that owns the place is Brazilian and has a lot of like Brazilian style, whatever.
You should ask him about whole beef shanks. Thor's Hammer.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a Brazilian place in Weymouth that rumor has it might have the whole beef shank.
Yeah. I can ask him one of the next times I go in. I mean, I've been in there. I go in there so much. Like, I know the guy. Like, I'm sure if I asked him, he'd be like, yeah, I can special.
Well, that's the other thing is he also might order it for you.
Right. Right. So I found there was one picanha left in the case and it was, you know, rubbed and sealed and everything. And I was like, I just staring at it. Like, I got to do it. Like, I think I have to do it. It's the first time I've actually seen picanha there at the, like on display. Cause I think I sent you and Jones a Snapchat of, Snapchat of all the pork bellies that they had stacked up in the case. And I was like, yeah, tell me I won't buy a pork belly right now. But I didn't because I went over to the other case and there was a picanha. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to buy it. So I have no plan.
You might want to do some homework.
I'm going to spend the next couple of days, you know, doing some homework, trying to figure out the best way to cook the thing. But yeah, it was one of those I saw it and was like, I gotta have it. So I will, I'll do some research. I'll cook it up and I will, report back. Everything I see says it's incredible.
Yeah. I figured I would never find one in the wild. So off the top of my head, I truly don't know how to, or best practices for cooking one.
Yeah.
Because it's whole, right? It's not the steaks.
Yeah, it's whole.
Okay. Because I see sometimes the steaks that people cut, which you wouldn't want to do because you said it was rubbed. Yep. And they usually throw the skewer, like the big skewer through them. So yep. It's like, I don't know if they twist when they're steaks. I don't know. So might want to find out best practices before you get into it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see.
That we will.
That is going to do it for us. So thank you for watching. If you're on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe up above, hit the thumbs up down below. Subscribe if you're an audio only guy as well. Tell everybody you know about the show, help spread the word. You can get us on Instagram at @SarcasmSpeaksPod. Twitter is @Sarcasm_speaks. Facebook is Sarcasm Speaks. Website is sarcasmspeaks.com. Go to the merch store, buy some merch. And while you're spending money, check out the show notes below. And they have links and promo codes to all of the sponsors of the show. So go support them, spend money with them, and send some to us while you're at it. All right. I think that's it. So until next time, good night, everybody.